Okay. Well, we've been chatting for an hour now, so I think, since you got to go home early today to talk with us, and unless you're dying to continue, we could probably start to wrap it up.
I could stick around. I got another half hour in me.
Oh, another half hour. I heard a rumor about singing. Did someone else say
I
Oh,
heard the
yeah.
same
about
rumor.
singing?
Yeah, but no one sent me the lyrics or anything to work from here. I mean, how can I sing when I don't know how to
Oh, give me a sec, I'll
sing?
find it.
We can find them on the web.
We're good at that.
I
The
think I should have had
lyrics.
more time to prepare.
You can sing anything.
Or more time to drink.
That's a good idea.
I'm sure Madam will accompany you. She likes to sing. Madam's got a sinus infection and is saving herself for Pirates of Penzance tomorrow.
Has Madam got a quick marketing idea while I'm hoping that I don't have to sing?
Madam does have a quick marketing idea, but and I don't actually know a lot about this, but I've just seen a fair amount of people do this, and the concept is street teams, and it's mostly been used, I think, with I guess more indie bands and stuff. Again, I'm not super familiar with the way it works, but it seems to be the kind of low cost thing where you're targeting a particular audience, say like the college age demographic or something like that. People who are, I hesitate to say hip to certain kind of things, and into just like different aspects of the game, not just playing, running for through the frags and everything. But the way it would work is like you have sort of, I mean, I wouldn't say it would work sort of like the greeters, but you have sort of a level of player or a level of people who get involved. You send out this call and you say, hey, who wants to work with us to get the word out? And so they do things like, I guess this is more band specific again, but would put up posters for shows, would hand out flyers, would get words out on like bulletin boards and things like that. And then in return, maybe you do like a drawing every month for, special merchandise or something like that. And so that way you guys can keep your costs down while getting the word out through something more than just simple word of mouth.
I think it's an interesting idea. I always feel a little bit dodgy about asking people to do a bunch of stuff without paying them, and I think that I could probably overcome some of my qualms there, because I think you're right that people would be really happy to be more involved and to do stuff to help out. So it's an idea. I know that in China and Korea, where everything is very much more web cafe based, that sort of thing's really important. And so you have to have people representing the game in the cafes, getting people to play and saying how cool it is and sort of spreading the excitement. In the US, outside of college campuses, I think it'd be that much harder because people are so spread out. But for the colleges, I think that's a good idea for a part of the push there.
Speaking of singing, did you listen to the song Cleaver Baby? And if so, did you like it?
I haven't listened to it yet, no. I will, though.
You haven't. It's been up since like December. My heart is broken.
Oh, December? Oh, yeah, no, I did hear that. I thought it was a new one.
What did you put that
It's
up for,
lovely.
Indeed?
Huh? Oh, for the, it was some contest or other. A parody contest. Extra prizes for actually singing. And, I'm a sucker for attention.
We didn't know that about you, indeed.
I try to, hide it.
I do have a quick question before we come to the singing, which would be, when do we get cat familiars? Which I think are desperately needed.
Sometime, maybe. I don't know. The whole familiar thing is, I'm very sketchy about more types of familiars when I'm not very happy with the way they get handed out right now. I kind of like it to be a bit more widely distributed, but I know that's going to cause lots of people to get upset and riot and so on. So we'll see. But cat familiars, I would like more than sea cucumbers, in fact.
Blasphemy.
I'm gonna jump in here while there's silence.
you were talking about before, the different language servers. I know for like the German server and the Chinese server, they were kind of like almost subletted out. How do you feel about how that went, and well, basically how the other language servers went, and where you want to go with those in the future?
Yeah, renting servers out. Well, you know, the Germans are doing okay, and they just need more players. And I think I'm sort of harassing the guys, the Gamigo guys, about that. And we talked about it a bit at E3, actually. You know, I think one of their problems is that they're used to, and they, you know, basically they're only used to dealing with a hardcore gamer audience, and so they haven't really known quite what to do with Puzzle Pirates because it doesn't fit into the traditional sort of core gamer people that they market to. So it's okay. I think it, you know, it very much depends, however, on the partner. But the issue is that, I mean, it's totally not realistic for us to be able to, say, roll out a Brazilian server. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And, you know, if it did, then it would be a fiasco and we'd never actually do any business there. So we kind of have to work with partners in order to go into those countries. China, in this, even more so, it's so crazy out there in the Wild West, and we're actually looking at a situation where we'll have two partners, you know, one who we trust and then another one who we don't trust as much, who actually run the game, but, or, you know, there's some division of labor between them, but just in order to give us a bit more security, because if, as you probably know, the last Chinese partner went boom, or rather, so yeah, it's a tough one. It's painful to sort of have someone else looking after your baby and not necessarily doing a good job. But also, from our point of view, I mean, anything is better than nothing. It's nice to be out in those countries, even if it does, you know, only moderately well. It's still the bonus as far as we're concerned, and something that we couldn't do by ourselves.